On the 19th of July 1937, the Nazi regime opened the Degenerate Art Exhibition in Munich. The show presented and defamed 650 modern artworks, which the Nazis had previously confiscated from museums across Germany. Shortly afterwards, Lehmbruck's Kneeling Woman fell victim to a second, much larger wave of confiscations. Astrid Nielsen on the events in Dresden.
Tatsächlich wurden dann im September 1937 auch in Dresden verschiedene Skulpturen.
In September 1937, various sculptures were also confiscated in Dresden as so-called degenerate art. Fewer works were taken than in other museums for diverse reasons. It might have been due to the director at that time possibly hiding artworks or refusing the commission's access to the inventories. In any case, only 11 sculptures were seized from the Dresden collection. The pieces confiscated included, for instance, works by Ernst Barlach, Bernhard Höttger, and three sculptures by Wilhelm Lehmbruck.
Bernhard Höttger und auch drei Skulpturen von Wilhelm Lehmbruck.
Lehmbruck's elongated expressionist figure of a kneeling woman fundamentally went against the style of art advocated by the Nazi regime.
Die Nationalsozialisten hatten ein besonderes Verständnis von Kunst.
The Nazis had a particular notion of art. Of course, in their view, art should propagate the Nordic type, a specific physique, an ideal human being. But this does not mean that they were blind to the monetary value of other artworks.
The Nazi regime planned to sell the confiscated works to generate foreign currency. So Lehmbruck's Kneeling Woman was first taken to Berlin and placed in storage in Schönhausen Palace. Afterwards, the cast stone statue was sold to America via the Swiss art market.
This work passed through several private collections in America. In 1993, it reappeared on the art market. And so, over 60 years after the statue was confiscated, it was possible to reacquire it for the SKD's sculpture collection.